Hello, I'm standing in a tent
at Gadget Show Live, which is a bit weird for me because I know nothing about caravans and tents, and I'm in that sort of headspace mission at the minute, transitioning over to the Living Ark. I'm standing with
Emily from Vango.
Hello, Emily. So this is a four-berth tent, right?
So we're standing in a Vango Airbeam Infinity 400, so it's a four-person tent. As you can see, it's quite tall. We can both stand quite comfortably in the tent. Tent comes with two bedrooms, which quite easily fit two people.
Yeah, with a big size.
With a division down the middle, so you can open it up for more space if you know if there's just a couple of you. And in fact, if you wanted to have an inflatable mattress or something,
you could quite easily get that. Tell me a little bit about this band, because that seems to give it a little bit of strength.
Yeah. So right? So on all Vango family tents, so the larger tents, we have what we call a TBS system, so tension band system, which effectively starts at the top of the tent and goes all the way down to about halfway down near the side doors. And what it does is help support the tent if it's very windy. You don't have to have it on, but as you might imagine, if it's very windy, tents do tend to shake.
You can do that, tighten that up as you're inside it.
Tighten it up and it will just stop the noise of the wind.
So I'm fairly new to tents. I only remember being a Cub Scout in a tent that I never put up. It comes in that bag.
Everything goes in quite a large bag.
Yeah.
As you imagine, I mean, these are not small tents.
No, they're
not the sort of tent you take backpacking.
Right.
They're the sort of tent you pop in the back of the car and go camping or to a festival. They all come with wheels, so it's a bit like a suitcase.
Yes.
That you can wheel along with wheels.
I could definitely fit that in my smart car in the passenger seat. I think I could get that in there.
Yeah.
So what sort of retail prices am I looking for? Are you doing any specials today at the Gadget Show or anything like that?
You'll have to ask the retail
team.
That's fine. But just as a guide, a two-person tent is around £200.
Yes.
And it kind of goes up, so three persons around £300. Obviously, it depends on where you're buying it and what offers are on. But the tent starter... this year we've introduced seven new tents, and we've got everything down to much smaller tents, which are a cheaper price point, up to a new tent, which is eight person, but it's £1,000. Six person, but it's £1,000,
right,
because it's made with cotton and it's quite luxurious.
Right, so, very nice.
Something for everyone.
So where do people find you on the web?
It's vango.co.uk.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for showing me around.
No problem. I actually feel
like I could probably vegetate in there for about 3 hours at some point.
Have you seen, obviously, the beams are inflatable, which
I didn't see that.
Why we think this is the future.
So how do you go about inflating that?
So
it comes
if you
with
imagine your average tent, you take it out the bag, you put it down, you have poles everywhere, you're trying to put it up, and with a tent of this magnitude and quite a lot of family tents can be twice this size, it can take you up to an hour to put the tent up. So Vango, with Airbeam technology, we're the only tent manufacturer to have tents like this.
Wow,
where we effectively have an inflatable pole.
Yeah.
Which means that a tent can take anything from 5 to 10 minutes to put up, from taking it out the bag through to it being fully...
That's amazing.
Fully stabilised. So
how do I pump that up? It comes with its own little pump.
It comes with a hand pump.
Okay.
And it has, as you can see, there are valves at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you would just like you would pump up an inflatable mattress, you pop the valve in, pump it up.
That's an awesome idea.
Beam pops up.
So what's this zip on the inside? What's that?
So this is just a protective cover. So the actual beam is within the tent.
I see.
And this is just a special casing, just to make sure it's obviously been tested in our factories with extreme heat, extreme wind, and these cases just help hold the beam together.
And there's a guy in here who just said, "I'm loving that. I'm just doing a little audio interview." So why is that good?
Because putting tents up that aren't like that is a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
So that'd save you a lot of time.
Yeah. A lot of hassle.
What's that?
I said, you don't need sticks.
No. Well, I haven't been in a tent since I was in Cub Scout, so this is a whole new revelation to me.
Tents are good, and even the pole ones are a lot better now, but this just seems so much easier.
Yeah. Emily, thank you very much.
No problem. Nice to meet you. Thanks.